the activist judges are at it again. Now, a judge in Detroit says my president can't secretly tap our phones, even if he wants to. Here's what the activist judge, Anna Diggs Taylor, said. Quote, there are no hereditary kings in America and no powers not created by the Constitution. That's not all. Here's what else Judge Taylor said. Quote, it was never the intent of the framers to give the president such unfettered control, particularly when his actions blatantly disregard the parameters clearly enumerated in the Bill of Rights. Fortunately, my president came back swinging. Here's what he said.
I would say that those who herald this decision simply do not understand the nature of the world in which we live. I made my position clear about this war on terror. And by the way, the enemy made their position clear yet again when we were able to stop them.
The activist Judge Taylor is forgetting one thing.
The framers of the Constitution
were living in a pre-9/11 world. My president doesn't need the Constitution to give him the power. Bin Laden gave him the power. Besides, who said anything about a hereditary king? My president is an elected king, and if he wants to break the law, that's his business, because now we're living in a post-9/11 world. And another thing, I think we should suspend this year's congressional elections. Just think what could happen if the Democrats win. They might try to stop my president from breaking the law. I'm Carl Estrada, and that's my point.